Matthew Barnaby will join us right now as we look back on the Leafs and some of the other goings in the NHL. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Oh, Wednesday night, biggest fun night of the year, huh? I mean, on this side of the border and that side of the border, eh?
It's good, yeah. Lots of hockey last night. Now I'm celebrating some turkey and NFL today, so it's been a good couple days here.
We asked Kypros, we said, all these Wednesday games, go back to when you played. Was that harder to play on the road that Wednesday before Thanksgiving, or is that harder at home? Because it's you got people there, and you got in-laws, and you got busy, and there's cooking, and there's people to pick up at the airport for your family. All that stuff makes it, to me, home is, I want to be on the road. I want to sleep in a hotel, get my nap, keep my routine. How did you view it?
You know what, I was always pretty good at separating the two, being at home and keeping my family, because we always had family in town. We'd always bring in family from Canada too to enjoy the grandkids and everything along the way. But I love being home. I love being home on holidays. You don't get many holidays. You don't get a lot of time to spend with your family, especially, you know, my family, my brother, my mom, cousins that would come up for Thanksgiving and even Christmas time. So you want to spend as much time as you can at home. Is there less distractions on the road? Absolutely. When you have some crying kids, I'm sure there's guys with some young kids along the way. Going to Morton's and having a glass of wine, a little T-bone steak, and being in bed by 10 o'clock isn't bad either.
All right, all this conversation about Marner and Matthews together and the way the Leafs have finally kind of gotten the offense going. They didn't score last night, but they're managing to get the puck up ice and get their opportunities. Your take on Matthews and Marner together and the whole thing with Mike Babcock and his opinion on the subject?
You know what? I think they're obviously two terrific players, and they create offense. They created a lot yesterday. It didn't come to fruition when you look at the score sheet and you look at generating numbers. But to me, it's about generating chances, and they did. I think when you have two great players like that, there's a second wave that comes. And I thought they did a great job of driving and seeing the second wave coming, especially Morgan Riley jumping up. He had a few grade-A chances. Mike Babcock's a great coach, and I think he knows how to get the best out of his players. When you look at good coaches along the way, they get the best out of their players, and then they really have a thumb on how to drive them. So I think they'll be tinkering here and there. This is a very good hockey team. Nylander will be back on his flank at some point. I think that probably is a little bit better of a fit when you look at a Nylander as to a Marner. But when you have good players, you're not going to go 82 games where you go great every single night. And there's going to be tinkering lineup. The great coaches, and I think, like I said, Mike Babcock is one of the best that I've seen in my tenure in playing in the NHL and watching from the media side, does a great job of finding when to move them off and when to move them back. But I think you'll see Nylander there. I think he's a more fit for a Matthews than even a Marner.
Matt Barnaby, our guest, 822. Love having him on. Brady and Price, a few more minutes with him. You were on some teams that I'm thinking of the Oilers right now. I guess I'm thinking of Montreal, though they were a bubble team. And when you get, Matt, to that U.S. Thanksgiving and you get to that 25-30 game mark, I'll never forget you guys would come in your years with the Rangers, and all of us would just look around at future Hall of Famers and Mike Richter, and we're going, what the hell with the losing? But how, I mean, there must be times and moments in a season where when you were in Manhattan where you're like, it's not going to happen for us this year. We're 30, 35 games in, and we don't even think we can turn it around in the next 50 games.
You know what? Players don't look at U.S. Thanksgiving as that border, as that threshold.
More Christmas time, maybe?
Yeah, I would even say beyond that. Guys are very hopeful. Guys are competitive, and they don't see it the same way. Once you get into mathematical numbers and you're like, okay, now there's 10 games left and they have to win 8, that's when you start believing. But guys are very focused on believing that their team will do it. Now, if you're on a team that's 10 games below 500, if we go by the old standards and go by under 500, obviously it's a lot different now, then you're looking and going, okay, we don't have a very good team. Well, we're not climbing past 70 of these teams ahead of us. But if you're reasonably in the mix and you believe that your team is better than the teams ahead of you, that threshold isn't even at Christmas. It's beyond that, because guys are very, very confident. I don't think guys guys get to the NHL or any professional sport with not believing in themselves and believing in their teammates. And you always believe that you're going to get there. Having said that, on those New York Ranger teams, we always felt that we were going to turn it around. We just didn't have enough of the elements, and I didn't think we had the coaching over the years, and especially the goaltending. But we had too many guys of the same really makeup.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can have three first line players, because no one's going to be happy with their ice time. If you're a first line guy that comes from, say, Pittsburgh to the New York Rangers, now obviously instead of playing 20 minutes a night, you're playing 13 or 14. You're not on the first power play unit. That was the problem with the New York Rangers. We just had too many stars and not enough grinders. You need a makeup of a team if you're going to be successful, and everyone has to be happy with their job if you're going to have a successful team.